T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Spoonful. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you-know-who. Welcome to Delicious.
All right, buddy, I gotta go now, but I'll put on your favorite show. See you tonight.
Welcome back to Cooking with Chef Antonio.
Gee, well, I would like to know how this risotto will turn out, but I'll probably just go to sleep in your bed and sniff your sheets, and then figure out what that squirrel is planning. Squirrels.
Your dog doesn't care if the TV is on. With energy-saving tips and programs from Georgia Power, you can save money and make your home more efficient. Learn more at georgiapower.com/efficiency.
Have you been denied credit? Are you paying high interest rates because of a low credit score? Join the thousands of people who've relied on creditrepair.com to help rebuild their credit score.
I went to get my first car. I had to get a used car, high interest, and so I knew that things were done from there.
For over 15 years, we've helped thousands with their search for solutions to credit issues. We communicate with you, your creditors, and the credit bureaus with a unique approach designed to remove items like late payments, collections, charge-offs, liens, bankruptcy, and foreclosures that are unfair or inaccurate.
And I've gone up 40 points already.
There are many services offering to tell you your credit score and even monitor it for you. But what good is just knowing your credit score when what you really need is to fix it? Credit Repair members see a significant improvement in their credit scores month after month. Call now to get your no-obligation credit consultation, including your free credit score and free summary credit report. Don't delay. Call 800-478-8199. That's 800-478-8199. 800-478-8199.
Atlanta. Wherever you are, you best pay attention. It's basketball season, and the Hawks are showing out at State Farm Arena. Trey, John, Cam, Clint, DeAndre, and some fresh new unis. This is getting good. It's a season like no other, so watch it live. Tune in on Fox Sports Southeast for 92.9 The Game.
You're never away from the game with the Radio.com app.
Download it for free today and take us anywhere.
You can even rewind up to 24 hours and catch things you missed.
Get yours today.
WZGC Atlanta and WZGC HD1, a Radio.com sports station.
Atlanta Sports Radio,
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. Thanks for being with us. Noon hour straight ahead. Mike Conte going to stop by, talk some Atlanta Hawks. He was there last night as Danilo Gallinari went absolutely off.
Went bonkers.
Yeah, he got to see that one. So we'll talk to Mike about just a whole bunch of different Hawks conversations. You can check out me, Mike, and Jason Longshore coming up at 3 o'clock this afternoon on Facebook Live, by the way. The 92.9 The Game Facebook Live. Talking Hawks for an hour every single Thursday at 3 o'clock. Some damn good questions with Brian Gebhart coming up at 12:40 as well.
Ooh, Andy Bunker.
Yeah.
It's some...
Go on.
Okay. I know people that people can look at my football card and... look on my Wikipedia page and tell that when my birthday is. Okay.
Yeah, you're famous.
Yes, we know this. Uh-huh. That's not what the conversation was about. Yes, I know this. I know that my birthday and all that. Yes, I know this, sirs. Okay, we're talking about the fact that people that announce their birthday in my birthday week. I don't do that. I don't. God, thank you for blessing me with 36 years. I don't do that. So you would never know that it's my birthday for
y'all
to say happy birthday.
They would have
unless
to go
my
look
wife,
for it.
You have to go look for it.
Yeah.
But nowadays, you don't have to go look for it because my wife and Wendy are always plotting something on my birthday. That's why I said that. I know, sirs, that I can like look it up on the internet, sir.
Like the cake that, like,
I
know. Right,
I told him, okay? I told him.
Not the Black Stallion, but the Black Stallion!
Okay, yes, I know this. This is what happens when it's my birthday. Like, I don't ever say nothing, or even when I know it's leading up, I don't say nothing. And they know I don't want to say nothing, but yet they always get together and do that.
Yeah, because they love you.
I love them too, and I appreciate them. And I appreciate them. But I need you guys to understand. I know that I can Google.
Why are you whispering? What's happening right now?
Because I think I got to talk in my soothing voice. Because I was about to go off, Andy. I was. I was about to call them all kind of DAs and all that.
We could just look it up.
Jeez, yes, I know
Randy,
this.
I've got a Randy Mack football card right here, and it does have.
But I need to talk in the comic voice, Randy. Okay. I mean, Andy, because I was about to just go berserk. Like, dude, do you not think I don't know that, sirs? We all know that. It's common sense, but that's not the conversation that we were talking about, sirs.
You were just saying that you're not one that makes a spectacle of your birthday.
That's all.
And certainly you're not going to be one that spends a week or a month or anything like that on your birthday either.
Yes.
And you certainly wouldn't be like Isaiah Wilson, who's going to quit the NFL because the Titans didn't wish him a happy birthday on social media.
Exactly.
I really hope that that's not true.
I'd hope that's not true.
I hope it's not true.
I really do.
Bigger picture, I hope whatever is going on with Isaiah Wilson, I hope he figures it out, because it's a first-round draft pick that might be out of the NFL after one season. Hopefully he can get it together and have a nice long career. But, you're right.
This situation here, Andy, it's one of those things that can get just worse for this young man. Because you don't, not necessarily, I'm not talking about his mental state or whatever, because I'm not even saying something's wrong with him. I'm not saying that. But the fact is that, to me, it seems like he can't take hard coaching. Mm. If you can't take coaching as a young player, because I've been around young players who can't adjust to that lifestyle of you got all this money and free, but yet you can't be coached.
Didn't he get coached hard at Georgia, though?
Like, yeah, the offensive line coach, like, how do you deal with Dylan, with Pittman and them boys?
Sam Pittman is. I mean, that's about it. Yeah, so, I don't know. Maybe because he was just so much better than everybody else. I'm not sure, but... Yeah, I hope he figures it out. Yeah. I hope it comes together for him, and whether it's in Tennessee or someplace else, you hate to see somebody's career end short for any reason, especially over stuff that seems like it could get taken care of. All right, let's get to the most important audio in the world. The big clip of the day brought to you by Jersey Mike's Sub. Jersey Mike's, be a sub above.
Now, Skylar Mays, a straightaway three. No good. That was wide left. John Collins gets the ricochet rebound, though. Out to Gallo. He fakes. Now he's going to shoot the three, and he makes another one. 10 three-pointers. A new Hawks record. Oh, my goodness. Gallo, 107-83.
I mean, I couldn't, tell right away, but, of course, my teammates were finding me at the right time with great timing. And, after you shoot 3, 4, 5, and then the game becomes very easy. So I would say that maybe after the 4th or 5th one, I could say that it was going to be a good night.
And I also want to make sure that loudmouth Andy Bunker knows to shut up next time. And that I am not the worst player on the team.
Dude, that was pretty good. I thought it was him actually talking.
No, that was me. That was me impersonating that. But I think that was in the subtext. Yeah. He was thinking that last night while he was making a Hawks record 10 threes in the game against the Boston Celtics. Maybe that dude that hosts the midday show on 92.9 The Game doesn't know what he's talking about. Maybe I can shoot. Maybe I am actually a valuable NBA player. I love seeing it. Obviously, it's funny on the day that I went maybe a little overboard talking about Danilo Gallinari yesterday, that he has a performance like that. But hopefully he could do it again. Hopefully last night was an awakening.
That's all the thing. I mean, because it is a make or miss league, Andy. We know that. But the thing about it is that he went off.
Off.
I mean, that was a crazy thing. He went all the way
off. There's only so many guys in the history of the – like 35 guys that have made 10 threes in a game before. Yeah.
Yes.
And most of them have happened in the last 10 years, because that's how much people shoot threes now. It's crazy.
But it's crazy. I think about how wide open this game is. We'll get back. And, like, you think of all the great shooters and how they were – like a Reggie Miller in this game.
Oh, yeah.
A Ray Allen in this – these type of shooters in this game, it'll be unbelievable. But back to the Hawks. They needed something good to happen to them, Bunk. They need it. And now I'm at a point, Andy, I know we were talking on Monday about, how they win, I just want them to win –
And I don't want to feel a certain type of way going into the fourth quarter, because I don't care who we are. We were watching this game. We all felt a certain way going to the fourth quarter. We all did.
When did you actually feel comfortable?
About 2 minutes left in fourth.
Yeah. When they finally subbed all the guys out, I was like, all right, Jason Tatum definitely isn't going to get hot from the bench. Yeah. So I think we got this one.
So don't act like we ain't the only ones that were going in the fourth quarter like, yeah, it's been all right.
Yeah.
It's been all right so far.
Yeah, no, it was a hell of a performance, and you're right, they needed it. They needed it after what happened against Cleveland. Trey was phenomenal in the first quarter last night, passing, shooting, everything that he was doing. And then, again, Danilo Gallinari made history. After the game, Lloyd Pierce apologized to Steve Smith.
Yeah, the only thing I feel bad about is Smitty's record being broken. That's my guy. Since I got to Atlanta, he's been one of the nicest guys. He's classy. And he had that three-point record, but Gallo broke that record tonight, and I feel bad. But really excited about our guys. We needed that win. It was one of those, statement performances for our guys. They needed a feel-good win. They needed a start-to-finish win, and we got that tonight.
That's an idiot. He's right.
What kind of statement did it make? Like, if last night was a statement game, what statement was it?
That's the thing about it. I don't know. Maybe from a personal standpoint, where you look at statement for Gallo, I can do this. I can play. I can still play at a high level. Maybe. Sure. I guess. For team wise, I don't know.
I think, to me, if anything, it made the statement of, we're not going to let a really, really bad loss, the worst loss of the year against Cleveland, beat us twice. We're not going to lose to Cleveland twice.
You know, that's my phrase right there.
Yeah, see teams do that sometimes. When you have a loss like what happened against Cleveland, and then you have to turn around the next day. The Hawks hadn't won a back-to-back until last night. They were 0-5 on back-to-backs. Coming out of the way that game ended, lesser teams or less motivated teams or less mentally strong teams, whatever, might have just showed up last night. But the Hawks very clearly showed up last night with a purpose. And I think that's really important because, you know, you could have gone out last night and got smacked by the Celtics like they did on Friday.
And that would have been
really bad.
And then we're talking about Celtics team just got, you know, Luka'd.
They
got Luka'd the previous night. So, give all credit to them. They played well. And, you know, just see if you can build off of it. I mean, what can we say as far as, oh, they've arrived or this is a statement game?
No, nothing like that.
Nothing like that.
Nothing like that.
No.
Nope.
Just take the good with the bad. This is good.
Just that they're not gonna limp into the corner and turtle up or anything like that. It was good to see them play the way that they did. All right, here's Arthur Smith talking about the future of the Falcons defense.
We're in the beginning stages. As Terry and I are going through the roster, I mean, we're looking to add at any position. You know, Ricardo Allen, he was a heck of a player here. And, you know, it's the circumstances of, you know, having to release him, but we have all the respect in the world for Rico. And we're gonna have to adapt. Isaiah's a guy that's played inside. We feel good about it, but a lot of our guys, we're going to value versatility, but we're still really in the early stages of how we're going to build this roster towards 2021.
Yeah, I mean, they're still in the stages of getting rid of people.
Yeah.
We talked about it earlier in the show, Randy. I wouldn't be surprised if Tyler Davison ends up being a salary cap casualty. That would only save him about $2 million, but he might be a guy on that list. James Carpenter would save them about $4.5 million if they cut him. So. Right. I don't think they're probably done moving on from guys that are currently under contract yet.
Well, obviously they have to let guys go to bring some guys in. Like they're not in a position where they're going to bring guys in right now. They still got to get this, like you said, you got to get this roster where you can at least spend some loot right now. Right. And when I look at, when he was talking about Isaiah Oliver, because I know we were talking earlier this week about maybe can he move the safety and all those things. And, I mean, that's a possibility. It's all about, you know, first of all, about coaching him because he's probably never played it. So can you coach him up to do it? And does he have the ability to be able to do it? I don't know. I know that he has struggled at corner. I can tell you that.
I do know that.
I do know that.
Yeah.
So we all know that. And, you know, Arthur is trying to come in. And, of course, whenever you have that new guy in, you're always trying to establish – you know, I'm the man, this is my team and all that. And that's fine. And you know why? Because you remember we were talking about the coach from the Giants, you know, making folks run and all that, coaches run. I'm like, man, nobody's done that. But if your team buys into it, that's all that matters. We can talk about all we want to. That's his biggest thing. I'll give Dan Quinn a lot of credit. Dan united this locker room. He kept the locker room united. Now, they didn't, you know, everything else outside of that is whatever. Arthur's got to come in and find the guys that fit his offense. And Terry got to find the guys that fit Dean Pease's defense.
Yeah, and for a while at least this year, maybe a little bit next year too, there's just going to be guys that they have that they might not have chosen to have. Like,
right.
You have guys that are on rookie contracts. You have guys that are on extensions that they've gotten. Like, Isaiah Oliver is going to play for the Falcons next year. They don't gain anything by – they don't save enough money by moving on from him.
Right.
They don't have that many guys in the secondary right
now. That's the thing about it. I mean, he's at a position – where they're thin. And whether we can talk about him, you know, he got experience, Andy.
Yeah, he does. He knows what not to do.
Yeah,
that's
he got
sure.
experience. So,
he's gonna play. Like, there's guys. It's gonna take a couple years if Isaiah Oliver is one of these guys or whoever else. Like, it's gonna take a couple years for them to kind of cull the herd a little bit and get it to their personnel. I mean, they took over it. Now, granted, there's only 39 guys under contract right now, so
right. It's
less guys under contract than any other team in the NFL, so maybe that's a good thing for them. They can bring in more of their people. They can bring in people that they want specifically, but there are going to be some guys on this roster that they might not choose to have on the roster if it was entirely up to them.
You can't get rid of everybody.
No, you can't. You got to have guys play the game.
Yeah, you
have to have people.
Dan drafted him. Thomas drafted him. I want them all out.
Well, that's the same thing we said about the coaching staff last year after they fired Dan Quinn and Dimitroff. They were like, why didn't they fire this guy too? It's like, well, somebody's got to coach the special teams. Like,
exactly.
Andy,
because you could turn over roster. Because you even mentioned it when Pete Carroll and Josh Schneider got to Seattle, how they turned over that whole roster.
Yes.
They didn't do it in one offseason.
No, they didn't. It was over the course of two offseasons, two and a half offseasons. And you're right. They brought in everybody under the sun. I mean, you name a guy that might fit into that system or played at USC or had some kind of tie. Terrell Owens was in camp at one point.
That's right. He was.
Braylon Edwards was on the team. Mike Williams, who was out of the league, came back to the Seahawks and had put on 50 pounds and played tight end for him pretty much.
He did?
Pretty much, yeah. I guess he was a big wide receiver. I don't know. But they brought everybody in and then cut him and then brought this guy in and then cut him. I mean, it was crazy what they did. But that was kind of outrageous. Not everybody does that. Here is Brian Snicker. This is from yesterday. It's a conversation that we've had. And Joe Patrick is going to join us at 1:20 to talk a little bit more Braves, talking about Christian Pache and what he saw last season.
And I thought he handled himself unbelievable, you know, really. Testament to him and the work he did at the alternate site and staying ready. And it's a rough situation to put him in and big kind of the big stage. And even now, I mean, he looks like a different guy now just coming to camp over what he did a year ago.
I mean, you'd have to think that stuff is really valuable. The fact that Ian Anderson pitched in the playoffs, pitched in Game 7 of the NLCS. Christian Pache got all those at bats. He hit a home run in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Got all those at bats in really important situations. Maybe that helps these guys grow up a little bit faster.
Let's hope so. I mean, because you're counting on them. You're looking at them. You're looking at one of your top three pitchers, supposedly. I think some people want to look at Morton right there as the third pitcher, possibly. Mm-hmm. But until Mike Soroka gets back, don't you think that Ian will be two?
I do, yeah.
Okay.
Two or three.
And so you look at that, and then Pache's will be your center fielder. So, mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, these young men got valuable experience. And so hopefully, you know, that's the biggest thing about young players is you got to get them experience. We always talk about the young player develop. Well, hell, how do you know when they developed all the way until you see them up there?
Yeah.
Because
it is also important to remember, though, because I think we've gotten so spoiled with some of these guys.
Oh, yeah.
Not everybody's Ronald Acuna. Not everybody's Ozzie Albies. Not everybody's Mike Soroka. Like, you're probably not going to be 21 and be an all-star. Some people are. Some people take a little bit more time. And that's okay, too. Like, you can develop into who you are as a professional baseball player. 20, like, Dansby took a little longer. But Dansby's pretty damn good now.
Yep.
Who knows how long it's going to take Pache, but hopefully he's a starter at the beginning of the season. All right, Mike Conte going to join us next. Talk a little Atlanta Hawks on the night where Danilo Gallinari went all the way off, set the Hawks record last night for three-pointers in a game. We'll talk to Mike about it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This is Damon Amendolara with a CBS Sports Minute. If you aren't on the Jazz bandwagon yet, what are you waiting for? This team is legit. After a blowout win over the Lakers last night, Utah is an incredible 22-2 in their last 24 games. 22-2! They've won 20 of those by double digits. They're not only winning, they're dominating. The Jazz have two All-Stars, Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert. rank in the top five in both offensive and defensive efficiency. They're the only team to do that. They're angry about the way they exited the bubble, getting dumped by the Nuggets in seven after holding a 3-1 series lead. The injury to Anthony Davis obviously changes the calculus right now for the Lakers. With AD, they're still the team to beat in the West. But believe in the Jazz before it's too late. As they say in Salt Lake, take note. This is Damon Amendolara.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Sure thing. We can help you replace those wipers. If yours are squeaking or streaking, it's probably time. We've got a wide selection of wipers that can stand up to any weather, including the right ones for your make and model. We've even got more ways to get them fast, like our next day delivery or free same day store pickup. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers greater confidence in you. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3033.
Hello, golfers. Hey, golfers here.
Join Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and Atlanta Falcons tight end Hayden Hurst for the Hayden Hurst Family Foundation Golf Tournament, Monday, March 29th at the Marietta Country Club. 7:30 a.m. for registration with an 8 a.m. shotgun start.
Matt looks, throws, open, Hurst, touchdown Atlanta. Wide open, they fake the run, and Hayden Hurst gets the touchdown from Ryan.
For more information how you can support this great event, log in to the HaydenHurstFoundation.com and 92.9thegame.com.
You're listening live from the Kia Mobile Studios, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We have been Fresh Princes and Baps, Airmen and All-Stars, players and presidents, and each and every story is beautifully Black, no matter the hue, shade, or tone, because these stories are all our stories. Introducing the Black Experience on Xfinity, a first-of-its-kind destination endorsed by the African American Film Critics Association.
Get Xfinity Internet for just 20.
Does anybody else get fooled by that AutoZone commercial thinking that it's a new Die Hard coming out? I'm like, hold on, they make another Die Hard? Oh,
That one gets me sometimes. Yeah, I'm also with you on the Volt 24 song and the Hulu only has live sports commercial. Yes, both of them get stuck.
I'm done with that. But the funniest one is the new Eminem commercial. Dog is just it took him all the time, especially the Karen. I'm sorry, your name is Karen. My name is Karen.
My name is Karen. I'm sorry for calling you that. Let's get to Mike Conti, who joins us on Thursdays as well on the WadeFord.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer. Pretty good to see the Hawks do what they did last night. Right, Mike?
Oh, boy, they needed that. You know, you and I were texting last night after the game. Can you imagine if the Hawks didn't blow that game in Cleveland? The optimistic discussions that we'd be having about this team right now, they would be on a three-game winning streak, having won four of their last five, couple wins against Boston, win against Denver, and you're thinking, all right, you know, this team is three games under 500 with four to go before the All-Star break. They can surely get to the 500 mark by then, and, you know, they're going to have a pretty decent shot in the second half of the season. But honestly, what happened on Tuesday night in Cleveland, I think, has still kind of taken some of the luster off of what they did last night, which is really unfortunate. Because they played well last night, and I know Kemba Walker was out, and I know Boston wasn't at 100%, but, man, 23 three-pointers. 23 three-pointers. I don't care who you're playing. I don't care who's out or who's in. That's a tremendous performance, almost to the point where you wish they would save some of that for a future game, because you're not going to be able to do something like that every night.
And the presence of Gallo, it's been a mixed reviews, Mike. Let's call it what it is. But
mixed reviews.
Okay, I'm trying to be nice, Mike.
I think I was listening to your show yesterday for 4 hours. I would say they were less than mixed yesterday.
Yeah, they weren't mixed.
He was upset yesterday. He was being emotional coming off of what happened in the previous night.
I was very emotional.
But when you look at the performance that he put on last night, I know he's not going to go for hit 10 more threes, but this is the envision when you bring him off the bench, the type of scoring that they were looking for, right?
Absolutely. And if Gallo was half as good as he was last night in probably five or six of the Hawks' losses this year, they might not have been losses. So you are 100% right, Randy. This was the idea that you were going to be able to have Trae Young penetrate and kick to 40% three-point shooters this year, and hopefully those guys would be Gallinari, Bogdanović, and Snell. Well, Bogdanović has been hurt. Gallo has been hurt. I think a lot of people forget that. He has been hurt, and he was easing his way back from injury in a lot of minutes-restricted games, did not play very well in those games. But Lloyd Pierce did correctly point out last night that Gallo has not really felt 100% this year. That is absolutely one part of the context when you talk about what Gallinari has done. Snell, meanwhile, is finally kind of in the rotation now and has started the last two games. I wouldn't be shocked if that continued, by the way. It's something we talked about, I think, a week or two ago on this show.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this was the idea. You know, if Gallinari can give you a 4-for-10 night from three consistently, the Hawks are going to be a much, much harder team to defend against than what they have been in games where Gallo is 1-for-10 mm-hmm. or 2-for-14 from the floor, which is what he was Friday in Boston. Mm-hmm.
Which is totally reasonable. I mean, that's the reason that he's here. And hopefully last night was, you know, a sign of things to come or a spark or whatever. He feels better, whatever it took to play like that. Hopefully we see more of it. You mentioned Bogdanović. I know you were talking a bit about him last night on Twitter. You saw him out there able to do a little bit of workout before the game. What do we know about his timeline?
You know, they haven't announced anything officially, but did you see the video I tweeted last night?
Yeah.
I thought he looked pretty good.
Yeah. Right.
You know, he was moving around. I mean, he's obviously not doing any kind of contact drills or anything like that, and it's not like he was planting and cutting it or sprinting or anything like that, but it looks like, based on what we saw last night, he's pretty close. And the one thing I have heard, without, you know, a specific timetable attached to it, is that he has progressed very nicely. When he got hurt, the initial timetable that we had heard was 6 to 8 weeks. Well, he's kind of at the end of that six-week window right now. So what I'm hoping, guys, is that after the All-Star break, and hopefully immediately after the All-Star break, you get Bogdanović back, and that's crucial. Look, the Hawks have played almost the entire season with 40% of their starting lineup out. You know, that second half in Cleveland, and what happened at the end was awful. And I agree with a lot of what you guys were saying yesterday. But it is easy to forget the Hawks were playing without 60% of their starting lineup in the second half of that game because John Collins went out with the head injury. So that's been killing this team. It's a big part of the context. It's not an excuse, but it's a partial explanation for why the Hawks are where they are right now. If you can get Bogdanović back, that is an enormous piece. But you also have to get him playing at a high level. And honestly, you know, he had some games before his injury that were not necessarily up to his usual standard. So I'll be curious to see. You know, the one thing we heard was Bogdanović was even getting shots up from a seated position at the very beginning of his injury rehab. You know, has the 6 to 8 week break for him gotten him into a better spot where he'll be able to contribute a little bit more?
And Mike, with that being said, how close are we to maybe getting DeAndre Hunter doing some basketball activities right now?
You know, define basketball activities, because I think he is doing some stuff right now. I just don't know to what extent, Randy.
Right.
So, you know, the timetable that Travis gave with John and Hugh, I think 3 weeks ago he said 7 to 10 weeks.
Right.
And I think he said that 3 weeks ago. So that would now mean 4 to 7 weeks. I think the date we kind of had circled on the calendar as a best-case scenario was April 15th. Which we now know is a home game on TNT against Milwaukee.
Oh, yeah.
Because the second half of the schedule came out yesterday.
Got their respect.
So if you can get him back then, you're going to get him for the final month of the year. And if you can keep this group healthy in the final month of the year, I really believe it. First of all, I really believe the Hawks have 4 winnable games before the All-Star break. But if they're anywhere near 500 at the All-Star break, you get Bogdanović back, hopefully soon after the All-Star break. And then a month later, you get DeAndre Hunter back. And now you're thinking, okay, you know, this group might be able to compete. If you look at their schedule, the final month of the season, a lot of games against the Wizards, a lot of games against the Houston Rockets. Like, they're going to be able to have some opportunities after they get off that brutal 16-day road trip.
No kidding.
Come on, NBA. 16. Can you, Andy, 16 days and you aren't allowed to leave the hotel.
Right. That's crazy.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, that's the what is it, the Spurs rodeo trip that they go on? It's longer than that.
Well, and exactly. And you know what happened to the Spurs on their rodeo trip this year? They got COVID. So it is. I'm not joking. Like, literally, this recent COVID outbreak that the Spurs had was during their rodeo trip. So I'm not suggesting that's going to happen to the Hawks, obviously. But I don't think people realize how difficult these road trips are for these players right now. It's my understanding they're not allowed to even eat in the same restaurant anymore, that they get their food and they have to take it back up to their room. A lot of their team meetings are held virtually on Zoom right now. Practice time is very, very limited because it's hard to get gym time. You are spending a lot of time in your hotel room. And 16 days of that, with all the flights in between and everything else, that is not going to be fun. And honestly, I think that's going to be the stretch that's going to make or break this team.
I agree.
If they get through that stretch 4-4,
yep,
then I think we're having legitimate conversations about this team making the playoffs. Anything less than that, I think it might break them.
Mike, I think the biggest story Hawks related this week was that Trey wasn't elected to the All-Star game. He was left off the All-Star roster. Why do you think that is? Why do you think Trey's not an All-Star?
Well, I mean, look, the fan vote had him in one spot and the player vote had him in another, and the coaches end up making the final call in reserves. And I mean, there are indications right now that Trey might not be the most popular guy to play against or coach against. And I think it's unfortunate. I think just from a statistical standpoint, Trey deserves to be in the All-Star game. He's eighth in the league in scoring, third in assists. Everyone in the top 16 in the league in points per game is in the All-Star game now, with the exception of Trey. Mm-hmm. So just from a statistical standpoint alone, he should be there. I've seen a lot of people point to, well, he doesn't play defense. You don't make the All-Star game based on your defensive abilities, guys. If that were the case, Clint Capella would be starting in the All-Star game. So that is not the make it or break it to making the All-Star game. I think, you know, quite honestly, there are some players, and this has been brought up in some articles, there are some opposing players and coaches who believe that Trey engages in foul-baiting activity that they don't necessarily like. I look at it a completely different way, that Trey is taking advantage of the rules of the game and making legal basketball plays to get him put on the foul line. If you don't like that, you've got to adjust, and you don't retaliate by leaving him out of the All-Star game, just in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, there's also other guys that do that, that go to the All-Star game every year.
Chris Paul does that. James Harden does that.
Yeah,
like,
there's
great players do that.
Guys have made not a career of it, but have made a lot of baskets doing just that. So I don't know. I guess Trey's held to a different standard. Mike, I'll talk to you this afternoon at 3:00 on Facebook Live.
Looking forward to it. Talk to you then, guys.
Mike Conti there, Atlanta Hawks Radio Network. You can hear me, Mike, and Jason Longshore this afternoon at 3.
Hey, man, let me tell you something, man. Jason is sharp.
Longshore?
I heard about the Hawks thing. I got a chance to listen to him a little bit this morning on Johnny Hugh. Jay Sharp, man.
Oh, yeah, he runs that whole show.
He's sharp.
He's the point guard on the No Swag Shop. He's in charge of that thing.
Yeah.
Plus, he's got a cool backdrop with all his soccer scarves, too.
Oh, is he that? Oh, is he like, oh, he that guy?
Yeah, he's set up. He's got a good Zoom shot. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to some damn good questions with Brian Gebhardt. That could be a takeaway of the day. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Join hosts Mike Conte, Andy Bunker, and Jason Longshore every Thursday at 3 p.m. on The Game's Facebook page for No Swag Shop.
Mike, Andy, and Jason will be discussing all things Atlanta Hawks.
You also have a chance to interact with the guys as well.
Blocked by John Collins. What a block by Johnny Collins with under 2 minutes to go in the game. Now the pass goes over to Trey. Alley-oop. Clint Capella jams it home.
That's the No Swag Shop every Thursday live at 3 on the 92.9 The Game Facebook page. For more information, go to 92.9thegame.com.
Our Hawks play here. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I'm Colin Montgomery with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. News recently emerged that Bucs quarterback Tom Brady would undergo offseason knee surgery. Head coach Bruce Arians said Wednesday that number 12 should be ready to throw and participate in 7-on-7 drills around June. Brady will turn 44 on August 3rd and is set to earn $25 million this coming season. Steelers president Art Rooney II confirmed that the team wants quarterback Ben Roethlisberger back for an 18th season. Rooney said in a statement Wednesday that he met with Big Ben and that the sides agreed they'll continue their partnership once the contract situation is worked out. In other news taking place around the NFL, Bucs edge rusher Jason Pierre-Paul had surgery on his left knee Wednesday. NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport reported JPP's surgery was a minor cleanup, and the Raiders have parted ways with receiver Tyrell Williams, who missed the entire 2020 campaign because of a shoulder injury that required surgery. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
DQ presents How to Find Meal Fulfillment. First, order the delicious new rotisserie-style chicken bites from DQ. Then feast your eyes on these unbreaded, tender, juicy, 100% white meat beauties. Next, take a bite of the bite. Realize that unbreaded chicken loaded with flavor is finally possible. And last, call your boss and ask for that promotion. You may have started last week, but hey, if chicken this good is possible, anything is possible. New rotisserie-style chicken bites are now a DQ. Happy tastes good.
If you're a first-time buyer, finding your first real home can feel like this.
Hot property.
Not going to last long.
Multiple offers.
30-year fix.
We need earnest money.
But a realtor has the expertise to strip away all the noise and focus on what really matters to you.
You're going to love this place. Great neighborhood. School is walkable. It even has a huge yard so Henry can practice his penalty kicks.
Finding the right place starts with you and a realtor with the expertise to make sure your voice is the only voice that matters. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
Impractical Jokers is back for an all-new season. All new pranks. All new punishments.
Did someone say prostate exam?
This is a joke, right?
Impractical Jokers. Thursdays at 10, 9 central on True TV.
Warning. This product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
New VeloMax nicotine pouches have arrived. You've got flavors with 5 new options, including wintergreen and cinnamon. You've got strengths with 2, 4, and the new 7-milligram strength. You've got freedom. They're tobacco leaf free, so you can enjoy them virtually anywhere. More flavors, more strengths, more freedom. You've got VeloMax. Available at a convenience store near you or visit velo.com. Nicotine products. Underage sale prohibited. Website restricted to age 20.
It's Carl Dukes from Dukes and Bell. You want to talk college football? The countdown is on to the college football playoff, and we do it every day at 4 o'clock as we talk dogs and more right here on Dukes and Bell.
Oh, Arena Zainahan. We just had Mike Conti on the show. The midday show. Next is Joe P.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy. Just phenomenal work. Not only saying what we just did, but teasing ahead through the glory of song using your beautiful singing voice, Randy.
Thank you,
I appreciate
Andy.
That, man. That
Thank
was
you,
awesome. We'll get to Joe Patrick at 1:20, like Randy said. Randy's Ramble coming up at 1:30. Any idea what the people can expect at 1:30, Randy?
I ain't old, damn it. Right?
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. We'll get into why Randy isn't old coming up at 1:30. What's trending in 20 minutes from right now? And we'll get back into a lot of different topics as we always do. Obviously, what Danilo Gallinari and the Hawks did last night. The second half of the NBA schedule came out last night, too. The Hawks got a handful of different national TV games. Also, keeping an eye on this Russell Wilson stuff.
It's getting more legs. I got one something for you, Andy. And we're just when we were talking about maybe you might be able to sell a guy coming to your team or something. Jarrell Casey was just released by the Denver Broncos. Jarrell Casey was one of the most dominant interior defensive linemen before he went to Denver. Got hurt all of last year. Another guy coming off of an injury and a big number. He's a candidate for that one-year guy.
Okay.
You know, I don't know what his number is going to be. They just, you know, he was making 12 last year. But those are the candidates that you look for those one-year prove-it type deals.
Yeah, I mean, it is shockingly – Alex Anthopoulos, isn't it?
Like, yeah, that's a great point.
Terry Fontenot, maybe get his number, you know, if they share that group text that we talked about a couple weeks ago. Because Alex Anthopoulos has been the master of these. All right, this guy's been banged up. You know, he was good. Yeah, would have got a lot more money, but this happened. We'll get him on 1 year, see if we can get anything out of him, and hopefully it works out. The Falcons are going to have to do the exact same. And a lot of teams in the NFL are going to have to do that this year just based on the salary cap number being so much lower than they thought that it would be. But, yeah, give him a call. See what Alex Anthopoulos is up to. All right, let's get to Brian and some damn good questions.
Time now for some damn good questions about stuff and things with Brian Gephardt.
Brought to you by Engineered Solutions of Georgia, proud partner of the Georgia Bulldogs. Dow 678 ESOG now. Hey, Brian. Not good enough?
Yeah, okay, it was okay today. They've just been more upbeat, high energy.
Yeah, they've been more energy.
I know. I forgot.
Yeah.
I'll level with you. I forgot until 15 seconds ago that I was going to have to do that. I'm sorry. Yeah. I've been playing songs that people know of and all that. I know. I was like, oh, no, what am I going to do? I'll just play these chords. And you guys called me on it, which I appreciate. Thank you.
There it is. I did want to start with Jarrell Casey. I'm glad you brought him up. How would he fit? I mean, is he a guy who could play next to Grady like that end, or is he strictly a nose? I mean, so could he play anywhere on that the defensive front on in the 3-4?
Yeah, Jarrell's he's a guy that can play up and down the line. He'll be a perfect because it's not necessarily you need that big nose guard anymore in any kind of defense. But, no, he'd be perfect inside playing one, a shade, or a zero technique. Yeah, and then he can also play the three over the guard. So, yeah, I think Jarrell Casey would be fine here.
Man, that would be fun. I hope we get him a call. That would be a great one-year deal. So the Tiger situation, I know it's all about his health right now, and we just want him to be back and healthy and live a normal, happy, healthy life. But how big of a deal was it that it was confirmed that Tiger was not drunk during this major car accident he had the other day?
I think it's a big deal, man, because I think going back to what Andy was saying yesterday about the reporting and all those things, I'm sure a lot of people had automatically jumped on it. And we saw this, and I don't think people meant it as malice, Andy. You know, when and I'm just talking about for the tweets that came at me and you when he got injured and, you know, and everybody was talking about he looked like, well, because when we were having fun about him on the, you know, when he was on the show with Nance and he looked drunk or high or whatever. And I don't think of any viciousness towards that when people were saying that. But I'm just glad it didn't because I didn't want those people to have the credit. Like, I told you Tiger was drunk. He was impaired.
I'm with you. I think there were, you know, there's a line between sort of waiting. There's a line between joking, which some people did. And then there's a line between almost like hoping. And it felt like there was some people that when that news broke in the media, people that were reporting on it, that wanted it to be that way.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of seemed like it.
I saw people on television, like for whatever reason, bringing up all kinds of stuff in Tiger's past that I didn't really understand what had to do anything, what was happening that day, almost as if they wanted it to be that way because that would be a more salacious story. And that's just bad. That's just bad human behavior. So it of course it's good that he was not intoxicated when he crashed his car because that would really be tough. I mean, obviously he has had those issues in the past. Right. So if that was an issue again, that would be unfortunate. I mean, at the end of the day, it wouldn't really matter if the worst case scenario would have happened. I mean, I guess it would be more tragic if he would have been intoxicated, but if Tiger would have died, it just would have been totally awful and one of the worst sports stories of the year ever. The fact that he's okay is what matters most, but yeah, it does matter, Brian. It does matter because it seemed like people wanted that to be true because as we've seen, you know, not just Tiger, but athletes in general, when you reach a certain celebrity in general, when you reach a certain status, it becomes really fun for people to try to knock you off that. And I don't know what that is. I don't know why people like to do that, but we already saw Tiger go through that a couple times. So, I'm very glad to hear that he wasn't.
You're J.J. Watt. The offer and the money is equal for the three teams you're reportedly choosing between, the Packers, the Bills, and the Titans. Which one are you choosing and why?
I'm going to the Packers. I think the Packers have a better chance to win the Super Bowl than the Bills. I think the Bills, honestly, I think the Bills are a good story. I don't see the Bills winning the Super Bowl anytime soon. I think they're a great story that will contend. I don't see them winning. I don't think they'll beat Kansas City. I just don't. I like the Bills roster and all that. I think that Green Bay is closer to a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I think that's part of it. I mean, if the money is equal and I'm J.J. Watt and I can go play in Wisconsin, where I'm from,
and always,
at the end of my career, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, there's got to be a lot of different things at the end of your career that you're negotiating.
Right.
But if you can choose to go home,
yeah,
right? And that's one of the things that Steve Wyche told us about these one-year contracts is, you know, some guys might choose stage of their career to be close to home, or if they haven't had a chance to play in front of their hometown fans, maybe that's how they make that decision. Yeah, if I'm JJ and you're going to pay me what? I don't know what that would be, $15 million or something like that, and I'm playing with Aaron Rodgers and have a chance to win, and I can go be right in my backyard in front of my family, yeah, I'm going to Green Bay for sure.
I mean, the Packers and the Bills, I think it's the choice between those two. You go to the Bills and help them go win a Super Bowl. Bills Mafia would love him forever and
that's
ever.
True.
There's just so many Packers legends. The list is so long. Randy, there's a cultural gap situation going on here. I need you to help me out a little bit.
All right.
So I always trust your TV recommendations. We go back and forth all the time when I'm in studio. But why have you invested so much time on a snitch, as you call him, like Telekinesis 68?
You know what? I don't know why. I tell you why. This is exactly what happened. I was talking to Sean. And this is going to go into the Randy's Ramble part about it, too, because I was talking to Sean trying to figure out this whole vacation thing on this damn thing. I want to bring back the old time sheets, all right?
That's why you want more people to have fax machines.
Oh, so anyways, all right. So what happened was is that me and Sean were texting because, like, I didn't get the date. I'm like, I just sent it, Sean. I even screenshotted, but I forgot to push submit, Andy. I didn't know, Andy. That's what I'm saying. I'm tired of it. Anyways. All right. Anyway, so he texts back and said, yeah, I'm about to chill out. I'll check it tomorrow. I'm about to chill out and go home and watch the Telekinesis boy thing. So I'm like, okay, let me check it out. I don't know nothing about the kid. I don't know none of his songs.
Do you mind if I tell people Tekashi 6ix9ine is who he's talking about?
But I do know confused. I do know him. Like, I know his face or whatever, but I don't know him. I don't know nothing about his music. Didn't know how he got popular and all that. So this is the story of how he got created. And so I'm like, cool, I gotta check it out, man. Let me see. Because I was waiting. I got to watch it when we get off work. I was waiting for it. I didn't have nothing to watch because I watched up everything. And Snowfall wasn't out yet. The new Snowfall hadn't come. So I didn't have nothing to watch. So I was like, let me check this out. And so I'm sitting there looking. And I think the fact that I was just amazed how he grabbed these people being so fake. That's what I was like, damn, they in love. And then the power of, because you remember we were talking about the YouTube and everything, the power of that. And just the likes and getting up 2 million likes. And then you got these real, real live gangsters that will shoot you. They got involved in it. Like, they like broke so many codes of being, you know, what they're supposed to be that you're like, damn, even internet got the OGs on camera. Damn, internet got the OGs on camera. No, damn, you know.
The internet changed the G code. Is that what
you
said?
It did. It did. Because these cats have got 20, 15 years because of the internet. That's why I'm like, damn, this internet, man. Bros want to be famous. Yeah. Ain't nothing wrong being the back man sitting in back there collecting them checks. But no, you want to be all in the video, all on stage.
Damn this internet, man.
Damn, it threw me off, bro. Like,
Randy's going to tell us he's not old and said that sentence. Live on the radio. We'll get to Randy's Ramble at 1:30. What's trending to kick off the 1 o'clock hour coming up next? Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Dukes and Bell Afternoons.
And joining us right now is Alex Anthopoulos, general manager of our Atlanta Braves. I got to repeat what Ozuna said the other day. Why did this take so long?
I know Mike was dying for him. I wanted him to sweat a little bit. More importantly, the reason this was such an important deal, because Mike wanted him so bad. If it goes south, he can't tear me apart and rip me to shreds.
And again, that's a false narrative. If you think we were critical of you, how dare you, Alex?
Dukes and Bell Afternoons 2 to 7.
Or listen anytime on the radio.com app.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, Andy Bunker here for New Breaks, and I've got some advice for you to try to help you scratch something off your to-do list. I know I'm working from home. We'll be working from home probably until August. Decent chance you're working from home as well, so you're not out and about as much. That doesn't mean you don't have as much stuff to do. One of those things could very well be that you need New Breaks, and if you do, you need to head to newbreaks.com. Use my name, Andy Bunker, get 10% off your purchase. They'll give you a quote on a brake replacement. All New Brakes does is new brakes, by the way. That's NU Brakes. And they'll come to you. If you're working at home, they'll come to the house, replace your brakes in the driveway. If you are going to work, they'll go to your work. They'll replace your brakes right there in your parking lot, parking garage, whatever it is. All you need to do is head over to newbrakes.com. Use my name, Andy Bunker. You'll get 10% off your purchase, and you can get that very difficult thing off your to-do list, make your significant other happy, and save some money. That's newbrakes, NUbrakes.com.
I am a birthday candle.
We are birthday candles.
And I speak for this whole cake full of us when I say, go ahead, blow us out in hopes of making your wishes come true. But there's no guarantee we'll get you out of the friend zone with Sheila.
We'll try, though.
If you want the real deal, switch to Cricket for affordable wireless.
Uh-oh.
Stop wishing, start switching. Hurry to Cricket for 25 gigabytes of data at just $40 a month. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Select stores, must open new account online. Activation, other fees, and restrictions apply. See CricketWireless.com or store for details.
You don't need a big meeting. You don't need a birthday. You don't need any excuse at all. You just need to love subs. Times 12. Order the Jersey Mike's catering box today. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.